And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The Lake Superior Dragon Boat Festival is this weekend, and if you've ever witnessed the races, you know that they're fiercely competitive, which may make you wonder if the boats have ever been involved in any crashes. Well, this year they have, but not on the water. Rather, a truck delivering some of the boats had an accident on U.S. Route 2 in Iron River, damaging some of the watercraft. Thankfully, there were no reports of serious injuries, and the races will go on as planned. Here to talk about the annual event sponsored by the Superior Rotary is longtime racer and event co-organizer Belissa Ho. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Belissa.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.
So the races will go on. What's the damage assessment as far as you know?
Well, with regards to the damage on the boats, first off, we are very, very happy that there were no major injuries or anything like that. People are safe. People first, right?
Right.
And so we were very, very thankful for that. That being said, though, the Pan Am Dragon Boat Company that is renting us our boats, pretty much all the boats are damaged down to the hull. The pictures don't do it justice. That being said, though, we really want to thank the first responders in Iron River. Apparently, the entire highway was strewn with dragon boat paddles, dragon heads, buoys, life vests, and the people of Iron River all got out there and they piled everything back and they got the roads cleared out, and the great towing companies and stuff got the boats out of the highway and traffic was allowed to go as normal. But a lot of people have been chipping in, reaching out, and just really, really being a community to try to get all of these things together and done so that we can have this festival as normal.
Mm-hmm. I suppose I shouldn't inject unnecessary levity, but I have to think whenever something like this happens, the day before there was somebody who was going to work and they were always late and they were warned by their boss, if you're late one more time, can you imagine a person who got that warning and then they tried to explain there were dragon heads all over the highway?
You know, that would be something. I'm sure the boss is like, no, no.
So I guess we didn't think of where the boats are when they're not racing, though I have seen Superior business booster Jim Caesar carrying a dragon head down to the Capitol for Superior Days one time. Where are they typically stored, and how much is each team married to its boat? Is it like a NASCAR race and they're a special race car?
No, actually, the Superior Rotary owns a boat, and us with Kilohana actually have access to two other boats. So there are three boats that belong here in Superior. Otherwise, most teams rent. These boats are very, very large, very hard to store, hard to get in and out of the water without, you know, specialized trailers or lifts or things of that sort. And so that's kind of actually where the marina is coming into play. The Pan Am crew that had their winch and their lift on the truck, that truck was totaled and damaged in this accident. So the new boats that they are bringing to us, we are requiring the Barkers Island Marina to really help us out. They've stepped up and they will help us get our boats in and out of the water using all of their equipment. And so we're very, very grateful for all of that. Like I said, it's a huge community thing, just a lot of people going, hey, this is a big deal. Let's all step up.
Well, I know it's all about cooperation, and we'll talk about that in a minute about the teams. But who are some of the teams this year, and what are the good causes they're competing on behalf of?
Yes, the main one is Second Harvest Northland. They are the partners this year with the Superior Rotary. We all know the great work that Second Harvest does in feeding the people in our areas. And so we would definitely like people to come on out, donate food, donate monies to them. Really excited about that. So Second Harvest has a team. We have the Duluth Firefighters actually coming back again. They came in second last year, and they are hoping to try to get that that coveted first place. They're trying to get it from our team, Kilohana. We still have the 23rd Veterans Fighting Chance coming. We have a Coast Guard group. We have actually two veterinary clinics coming.
Wait a minute. Is it all human crew, or do they have a mascot on each one of those boats?
You know, I'm hoping it's all human crew. If it's not, I probably will have to step in a little bit as a line judge.
All right. And the Twin Ports Asian Pacific Islander Desi Americans Collective, or TPAC team, is coming back this year?
Yes. No, they are definitely coming back. The other thing that TPAC is doing, though, is them in conjunction with a few other organizations are running kind of a kids education area. There's going to be a lots of crafts, story time about the history and the significance of the Dragon Boat Festival, and why we do it. They're going to be making lanterns, making dragon heads. So go ahead and check them out as well.
Whoever's in the boat, it's all about teamwork. Just as you spoke of the teamwork, really, of the community in helping out recovering from the accident. Tell us again how it works in the boat. Who does what?
Sure. We have 22 people on the boat. We can go a little bit less, but ideally you want to fill the boat with 22 people. One person is a drummer, one person is a steers, and you have 20 paddlers. You have your pacers, you have your engine room, and you have your jets. And all of these people together in conjunction get you to the finish line as fast as possible.
And the basic schedule, Friday and Saturday?
Friday, we have events, I believe, starting from 5 o'clock on into the night. There is going to be a cornhole tournament. This year, there is going to be a 5K race, and they're telling everybody to glow up. They're going to have glow sticks, glow things. People should be encouraged to wear glowy type of things while they're running. That starts at about 7. The cornhole tournament is also that night. There's going to be bands. We have a lot of food trucks. The big thing that I'm going to be a part of on Friday night is we are lighting up some dragon boats. They're going to be glowing on the water, and we're going to have a couple of sprint races going. That's going to look really cool at night on the water, and that's going to start at about 8:30. Otherwise, races start Saturday at 9 a.m., and there is going to be a pancake breakfast that starts at 7 a.m., and there's bands and performances all day long, education tents, food trucks, and it's going to be a great time.
All right. We've been speaking with Melissa Ho. She's a racer and longtime volunteer co-planner with the Lake Superior Dragon Boat Festival happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 21st and 22nd at Barker's Island in Superior. It's sponsored by the Superior Rotary with Second Harvest Northland as this year's charitable partner. Thank you for joining us, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.